Yeah, 1 Samuel chapter 3. And I'd just like us to remember that we want to really encourage you to have a welcoming face and welcome one another.
我们还是要鼓励大家有一颗欢迎的心，有欢迎的微笑。
A couple weeks ago, I talked about, you know, don't play church, live Jesus.
几周以前我们谈到过说不要在教会的游戏，而是要活出基督的生命。
And Chang Yong is going to be leaving soon.
昌勇要走了。
And it makes me sad.
让我很伤心。
Be returning to China?
是回中国吗 ？Yes.
是 ，OK， 是啊。So, please say hi to her today or bye to her today, and let's be praying for her also.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you that we can come together and love one another.
主，我们谢谢你，我们可以聚集在一起，彼此相爱。
And today, Lord, we want to learn what you want to say to us.
今天我们想要听到你要对我们讲的话。
So come and speak to us, Lord.
求你来对我们讲话。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So at this time, Chang Yong is going to read all of chapter 3.
好，我们一起来读撒母耳第三章。童子撒母耳在以利面前侍奉耶和华。当那些日子，耶和华的言语稀少，不常有默示。一日，以利睡卧在自己的地方，他眼目昏花，看不分明。神的灯在神耶和华殿内约柜那里还没有熄灭，撒母耳已经睡了。耶和华呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳说，我在这里。就跑到以利那里说，你呼唤我，我在这里。以利回答说，我没有呼唤你，你去睡吧。他就去睡了。耶和华又呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳起来到以利那里说，你呼唤我，我在这里。以利回答说，我的儿，我没有呼唤你，你去睡吧。那时撒母耳还未认识耶和华，也未得耶和华的默示。耶和华第三次呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳起来到以利那里说，你又呼唤我，我在这里。以利才明白是耶和华呼唤童子。因此以利对撒母耳说，你仍去睡吧，若再呼唤你，你就说，耶和华啊，请说，仆人静听。撒母耳就去，仍睡在原处。耶和华又来站着，向前三次呼唤说，撒母耳啊，撒母耳啊。撒母耳回答说，请说，仆人静听。耶和华对撒母耳说，我在以色列中必行一件事，叫听见的人都必耳鸣。我指着以利家所说的话，到了时候，我必始终应验在以利身上。我曾告诉他，必永远降罚于他的家，因他知道儿子作孽，自招咒诅，却不禁止他们。所以我向以利家起誓说，以利家的罪孽虽献奉祭物，永不得赎去。撒母耳睡到天亮，就开了耶和华的殿门，不敢将默示告诉以利。以利呼唤撒母耳说，我儿撒母耳啊。撒母耳回答说，我在这里。以利说，耶和华对你说什么，你不要向我隐瞒。你若将神对你所说的隐瞒一句，愿他重重地降罚于你。撒母耳就把一切话都告诉了以利，并没有隐瞒。以利说，这是出于耶和华，愿他凭自己的意志而行。撒母耳长大了，耶和华与他同在，使他所说的话一句都不落空。从但到别示巴，所有的以色列人都知道耶和华立撒母耳为先知。耶和华又在示罗显现，因为耶和华将自己的话默示撒母耳，撒母耳就把这话传遍以色列地。
Okay. So we hear many times, Sanmor. Sanmor. Over and over again, God is speaking.
Yeah, 神一直地呼唤 Sanmor.
So then we have the question, does God speak today?
所以我们的问题是, 神今天还在对我们讲话吗?
Maybe God is speaking to us, is anyone too hot?
神会说有没有觉得太热?
Okay, everybody's okay?
大家都还好吗?
Okay. Too hot? Okay, yeah, I'm feeling too hot, so. We'll at least go to off. Sound good? Cool? Wanna switch to cool. We got some cool. We'll go off, okay? Turn the air on? Okay. I'll let you take care of that, Nelson. Okay? But question today is, does God still speak today?
我们今天的问题是说, 神今天仍然对我们讲话吗?
Does he still call our name?
他今天还呼唤我们的名字吗?
But maybe a better question would be, are you listening?
也许一个更好的问题是说, 你们在听吗?
Today we look at verse 1 real quick.
我们今天很快看一下第一节。
And we notice Samuel's age.
我们大概知道撒母耳多大。
He's a boy.
是个小男孩。
And I'd like to say that it does not depend on your age when God speaks.
所以我们想说, 神对你讲话的时候并不取决于你的年龄有多大。
God will speak to you if you're young or if you're old.
不管你是年轻还是年老, 神都会对你讲话。
Also, in verse 1,
在第一节也看到,
look at Samuel's positioning.
我们看到撒母耳的位置在哪里。
Where is he?
他在哪里呢?
Says he's ministering before the Lord.
说他在, 神面前侍奉耶和华。
In the Bible, positioning is very important.
在圣经里边我们人的位置是很重要的。
Because it really reflects your heart.
因为它就反映出你的心在哪里。
Your mind.
你的心思意念在哪里。
Your spirit.
你的精神。
Is it before the Lord?
是不是摆在神面前。
A lot of times I think we position ourselves incorrectly.
我觉得很多时候我们把自己的位置摆错了。
And a lot of times instead of positioning ourselves before the Lord,
我们不是把自己摆在神面前。
We position ourselves before people.
而是把自己摆在人面前。
What do they think?
他们会怎么看我呢?
Am I meeting their expectations?
我有符合他们的期待吗?
Are they applauding me?
他们有没有为我鼓掌?
Sometimes we position ourselves before ourselves.
有时候我们会将自己摆在自己面前。
We love the mirror.
我们很喜欢那个自我的形象。
Look at me.
看看我。
My strength.
我的力量。
My abilities.
我的能力。
My intellect.
我的智力。
I can accomplish things.
我可以成就很多事情。
We position ourselves before people or before ourselves.
我们把自己摆在人面前，摆在自己面前。
But really, in anything we do, we should be positioned before the Lord.
可事实上，我们在做每件事情当中，应该将自己摆在神面前。
Because if you don't position yourself before the Lord, you will work out of yourself.
因为如果你不将自己摆在神面前，你就会靠自己的力量来做。
Verse 1 has a lot in it.
第一节其实谈到很多这方面。
What else do we see?
我们还看到其他什么呢?
In those days, the word of the Lord was rare.
当那些日子, 耶和华言语稀少。
Now, many times when we hear that, we'll think, oh, they didn't have a Bible.
我们读到这句可能会想说, 那时候人没有圣经。
They didn't have the Ten Commandments.
他们没有十诫。
But that's not what they're talking about here.
但这里的经文不是这个意思。
The word of the Lord was rare, there were not many visions.
他的意思是说, 神不常有默示。
They're saying people are not experiencing God.
也是说人没有经历到神。
God is not speaking.
神没有对他们讲话。
Think about it. If God is your hope,
大家想想，如果说神是你的盼望，
and He's everything,
他是一切，
and He's not there,
他不在，
you got nothing.
你也就什么都没有。
This is a problem.
啊，问题就出来了。
Is it a problem for us?
那这是不是我们自己的问题呢？
When we're not experiencing the living God,
当我没有经历到那又真又活的神的时候，
You know, a lot of us read the Word of God.
我们很多人读神的话语。
We do the religious thing.
我们做很多宗教方面的事。
This is Samuel.
啊，我们来看看撒母耳。
When we look at Samuel in verses 4 through 8,
我们在四节和五节看到撒母耳。
We see God speaking to Samuel.
神对他讲话。
Over and over again.
啊，一遍又一遍。
Samuel.
撒母耳。
我在这里。I'm sorry. I'm here.
我在这里。
I got mixed up.We have this Sunmore thing on tape. And so we listen to it with the kids. And I hear this over and over again. Okay. So he's calling to him, but Samuel does not understand.
神在呼唤撒母耳，可是撒母耳却不明白。
Who does he think it is?
他想这是谁呢？
Oh, Eli's calling my name.
哦，他以为是以利。
The old man.
啊，原来是
那个。I'm here. Can I help you?
所以他对以利说：“我在这里，你要找我吗？”
You know, this happens two times.
啊，这个已经发生两次。
And then we get verse 7.
然后我们在第七节看。
And verse 7 is kind of interesting.
啊，这节经文很有意思。
Because the author wants you to know Samuel does not yet know the Lord.
因为这个圣经作者想让我们知道，那个时候撒母耳还不认识神。
That's what it says.
经文怎么说呢？
We got a problem.
啊，我们有问题。
He is very religious.
他是一个很宗教化的。
He's in the temple, sleeping there.
他住在圣殿里边。
He's right next to the ark, the most holy present thing of God.
他就在约柜旁边服侍。
He's serving day after day.
他每天都在圣殿里服侍。
He is very religious.
他很宗教化。
But he doesn't know the Lord.
可是他不认识神。
Why?
为什么?
In the verse it says, the word of the Lord had not been revealed to him.
经文是说,神的话还没有向他启明。
He is not hearing God.
他没有在听神讲话。
He is not experiencing God.
他没有经历到神。
In an intimate, personal relationship, it's not there.
那种亲密的个人的关系还不存在。
Let's be honest.
让我们诚实地面对自己。
How many of us are very religious?
我们有多少人其实是一个很宗教化的人？
But we're not hearing the voice of God.
却从来没有听过神的声音。
We're not experiencing the living God.
我们没有经历过这个活的真实的神。
We come to church regularly.
我们定期的来教。
We read our Bible.
我们读圣经。
How many of us have read the whole Bible?
有多少人把整本圣经都读过呢？
How many of us go to fellowships?
多少人去团契?
Or in the choir?
啊，在诗班。
Sunday school?
上主日学。
We do all the religious things.
所有这些宗教上的事情我们都做。
But we've never really experienced the living God.
可是我们从来没有经历过神是真实的。
This is Samuel.
这就是撒母耳当时的情况。
God wants to speak to you.
神想对你讲话。
You know, it goes down. God speaks to him a third time.
我们看到一直到神第三次呼唤他。
And verse 10 shows us more of an understanding of God speaking.
在第十节我们就更能够了解当神讲话的时候。
What does verse 10 say?
第十节说什么呢?
The Lord came and stood there, calling as the other time, Samuel, Samuel, and Samuel said, Speak, for your servant is listening.
第十节说,耶和华又来站着向前三次呼唤说撒母耳啊撒母耳啊撒母耳回答说请说仆 仆人静听。
Let's say for one second, I'm God.
啊，假设我们现在假设我是。
And you're Samuel.
你们是 Samuel.
Menke. Aaron. God came and stood there.
神来了，站在面前。
This is the living God.
这是一个活的神。
The creator of the universe.
宇宙的创造者。
How much does he want to speak to you?
他有多么想跟你讲话呢？
So much he'll come and stand there.
他真的很想跟你讲，以致他下来站到你的面前。
Says, in the book of Genesis that he came and stood before Abraham.
创世纪也提到说神站到亚伯拉罕面前。
God wants to speak to you.
神想对你讲话。
Your response should simply be, Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.
你的回答应该就是说请说仆人静听。
Back to our question.
那再回到我们开始的问题。
Does God really speak today?
神今天真的还在讲话吗？
For me, the answer is yes.
对我来说是的。
Does he really call our name?
他真的叫我们的名字吗？
Answer is yes.
我的回答是是的。
Bigger question is, are you listening?
那一个更大的问题是，你们在听吗？
We have a long history of God speaking. God loves to speak to his people.
呀，历史历来以来，我们都看到神一直在我们讲话。
When God created, what did He do?
当神创造世界的时候，他做了什么？
Scripture is very clear. He spoke.
圣经上非常清楚说，神说。
And it was created.
然后宇宙就造成了。
Adam and Eve, how did He speak with them?
啊，面对亚当和夏娃的时候，神是怎么说的？
Understanding is it was face to face.
啊，神和他面对面说。
Cain and Abel.
还有该隐和亚伯。
He spoke to them.
神也对他们讲话。
Noah.
诺亚。
Spoke to him.
神也对他讲话。
Abraham.
亚伯拉罕。
Spoke to him. He heard an audible voice.
都是一个能够听到的声音。
God desired to speak to his people.
神渴望和他的子民讲话。
Over time, we see things getting a little bit more separated from God.
但是一段时间以后，我们发现人和神之间就开始分离。
And so God chooses to speak through prophets.
因此神选择啊，借着先知来对他的子民说话。
What's a prophet?
先知是谁？
It's basically a person who hears God and speaks what he hears.
先知就是听到神讲话，然后把神的话传给子民的人。
Like a tool of God.
就像神手中的一个工具。
Pretty soon we get a little bit more separation. In 1 Samuel, we see that people cry out, we want to be like the other nations, give us a king.
那后来人离神就越来越远，到了撒母耳记，我们看到他们居然哭喊着说，我们需要一个地上的王，像其他的民族一样。
And God's response is, they have rejected me.
神的回答是说，这些子民离弃了我。
They rejected the prophets.
他们也离弃了先知。
They really don't want to be led by me or hear my voice.
他们其实就是不想听我的声音，不想听我的引导。
You ever notice there's a big gap in time between the Old and New Testament?
大家还记得新旧约之间有一段时间的沉默吗？
400 years.
400年。
That time is called the dark years.
我们把它叫做黑暗的400年。
Why?
为什么？
Because God was not speaking.
因为神没有再对他的子民说话。
Praise God in the New Testament.
感谢神，他又给我们新约。
What happened?
发生了什么事呢？
The light comes forth.
光照在世间了。
Basically, God speaking again.
也就是说，神再次对我们讲话。
To Elizabeth.
他对伊丽莎白讲话。
Joseph, Mary.
约瑟和玛丽，玛利亚。
Speaking to them.
神对他们说话。
And then we get God becomes man in Jesus and again speaks to the people face to face.
然后我们看到神道成的肉身用耶稣的形象来到世间面对面的和人讲话。
Pretty soon Jesus is gone. He's up to heaven again.
后来耶稣升天。
Who speaks then?
谁在讲话?
Holy Spirit.
圣灵来对我们说话。
Acts 2 is very clear.
在使徒行传第二章讲得非常清楚。
And it says then that they're speaking in tongues.
当时说当时的人在开始讲方言。
No languages.
啊，当时已经知道那些语言。
So in Acts 2:11, so all the wonders of God could be made known.
所以当时在使徒行传第二章我们看到神的一切的奇事都能被人所看见。
God loves to speak to his people.
神渴望对他的子民说话。
Are you listening?
你们在听吗？
Well, if we say God's speaking, we may want to ask then, oh, how does he speak?
如果说神讲话，我们可能想问一下，神说什么呢？
But before we answer that question, God gives us one big warning about when he speaks.
在回答那个问题之前，神其实有一个事情要我明白，就是他会有一些警告。
Warning's right here. Do not harden your hearts.
第一个，不要硬着你的心。
Hebrews 4:7 says, "Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts."
希伯来书四章七节说，如果神的听到神的声音，你们就不要硬着自己的心。
Matthew 13:15, "For this people's hearts have become calloused, hard; they hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed."
马太福音13:15说，这百姓有蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他们。
What does this mean to have a hard heart?
那说心刚硬是什么意思？
The Bible says that it's pride.
圣经上说心刚硬就是骄傲。
Or disobedience.
也就是悖逆神。
How many of you like art?
我们这里有多少人喜欢艺术
？Okay, little bit here and there. You ever get some clay that you need to mold?
有没有大家试过那个塑造泥土
？And I don't know if you have kids or you've seen it, a thing called Play-Doh.
Yeah, 小孩子玩的那个 Play-Doh.
Did you ever get a can of that and then you go to open it, but someone left the cap open?
大家有没有试过，如果你玩了以后没有把盖子盖上
？What's wrong?
会怎么样？
It's hard.
对，那个泥土就会变得很硬。
No fun.
再也不好玩了。
If you have clay and you want to mold it, it has to be soft.
如果你有泥土想把它捏造成形状的话，这个泥土必须是柔软的。
If it's not soft, it can't be molded.
如果不软的话，就没有办法再塑造它。
Hard heart.
刚硬。
Okay, I'm a farmer.I think maybe we'll have some more farmer background. The earlier service only had two people loosely connected to farming.
Yeah, 我是在农场长大的，可能跟大家会有更多的背景沟通。
Anyone here connected to farming?
这里有没有人有农场的背景
？Anybody, you and me? Okay, got some. Yeah. Okay, I'm feeling more connection. Okay, when you plant the seed, what does the soil have to be?
当你把种子种下去的时候，这个土壤要做什么
？It's got to be a bit soft, right?
Yeah, 这个土壤必须是软的。
I mean, if it rains on it and the sun beats on it, or people walk on it, it gets really hard.
Yeah, 但如果是又是下雨，又是太阳晒，又是被人踩的话，这个土会变得很硬。
And it won't receive the seed.
它就不会接纳这个种子。
So what do you have to do?
那你要怎么办呢
？Got to break it up.
所以你要松土
，till it, plow it.
你要犁耕。
Let's be honest again.
那我们再一次诚实的面对自己。
Some of us have kind of hard hearts.
我们是不是有一颗刚硬的心
？You don't think you do?
我不觉得我有。
You can turn on the charm anytime.
Yeah, 我可以把那个charm.
Charm. How do we translate charm? 魅力。
I know the 魅力 but what's the 魅力 Oh, whatever. 我们可以把自己的魅力随时摆出来。
Okay, we'll use that one. The charm, but really, if our heart is hard, we need to be broken.
可是如果我们的心是硬的话，我们先要让我们的心不。
We don't like that. I don't like it. Break me, Lord.
要破碎我的心，我们喜欢吗？我们其实都不喜欢那样。
But that has to be our prayer.
可是我们必须有那样的祷告。
Has to be our prayer.
必须有那样的祷告。
Break me, Lord.
主啊，求你破碎我。
That I would be soft for you.
让我可以有一颗柔软的心。
That I could hear your voice.
我可以听到你的声音。
And obey you.
可以顺服你。
Do not harden your hearts.
所以我们不要让自己的心刚硬。
How does God speak today?
那么神今天怎么对我们讲话？
God, yes, he still speaks today.
当然他今天仍然继续对我们讲话。
One, the Bible.
首先他通过圣经对我们说。
Most of us understand that.
很多人都明白。
If you don't understand that, you know, it's very important. Number one, God wants to speak to you through his word, the scriptures.
所以第一条，神想借着圣经来对我们讲话。
The scriptures say things like in Psalms 119, 105, Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light unto my path.
雅诗篇说，你的话是我脚前的灯，路上的光。
2 Timothy 3:16 says, All scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
提摩太后书三章十六节说，圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
What is God's favorite word to you?
神最喜欢对你用的一个词是什么？
How has God spoken to you through his word?
神在他的话语里面对你讲了什么？
How have you experienced God in His Word?
你在神的话语中经历到什么？
You know, one of my favorite verses is John 8:32. If you know the truth will set you free.
我很喜欢的一个经文是约翰福音第八章啊，如果你认识真理，真理必叫你得自由。
And I've seen many people, myself and others, in bondage, and how the truth.And set them free.
我曾经见过很多人心灵被捆绑，可是后来神的话让他们获得自由。
You know, to hear Jesus or God speak one word is better than 1,000 words from somewhere else.
如果你听到神对你讲一句话，一个词胜过世界上其他所有人对你讲一千个词。
Number two, God speaks through others.
第二，神也借着其他人对你讲话。
Are you listening to them?
你有听吗？
I remember when I was young, I struggled a lot with anxiety and fear.
在我年轻的时候，我内心有很多焦虑和恐惧。
When I was in seminary, my roommate John Park, he spoke to me Isaiah 41:10.
在我读神学院的时候，我的 roommate 对我提到以赛亚书41:10.
Do not fear, for I am with you.
不要害怕，因为我与你同在。
Do not be dismayed, for I am your God.
不要丧气，因为我是你的神。
I will strengthen you and help you and uphold you with my righteous right hand.
我必用我的能力使你坚固起来，用我的右手扶持你。
I remember when I first met Mei Lan.
我还记得我刚刚见到梅兰的时候。
And then she returned to Taiwan, and I was still here in America.
她回台湾去了，我还留在美国。
And I went to her professors, a Greek professor.
我就去见他的希腊文老师。
And I talked with him about marrying Mei Lan.
我就跟他讲说想跟梅兰结婚。
And I left his house.
然后我离开他的家。
And that night, he called Mei Lan.
那天晚上他的教授就给梅兰打电话。
Mei Lan, I think Kurt is the man for you.
梅兰 ,Kurt 就是神为你预备的。
That was a great word from someone else.
大家讲这个话真是太棒了。
God wants to use others to speak to you.
所以神会借着其他人对你讲话。
Prayer is another way God speaks.
雅神也借着祷告对我们说话。
What is prayer?
祷告是什么？
People in the earlier session said talking to God.
古人就说祷告就是对神讲话。
But it's more than that, right?
但是也比这更多。
I would say it's communication.
我会说祷告是和神之间的一个交流。
Communication has two parts.
那它就有两方面。
What are the two parts?
交流中的两个方面是什么呢？
listening, probably key, and then talking.
Yeah, 听和说。
I remember when I was young, we had these walkie-talkies. They're one-way transmitters.
我们小时候用的那个 walkie-talkie, 它是单向的啊说话器。
You push the button, you talk. No one else can talk.
如果你按下那个键说话的话，其他所有人都不能讲话。
The other person is pushing the button, trying to talk.
如果另外一个人想按键说话呢？
But no one hears one another.
嗯，其实他的话不会传出去，没有谁听到。
Sometimes I think that's the way prayer is.
我想有时候我们祷告好像就这样子。
You're talking.
你一直在讲。
God's trying to talk to you.
神很想对你讲话。
We don't hear him.
可是我们就听不到了。
Because we're too busy talking.
因为我们一直忙着自己在说。
I would encourage us to take more time to stop and listen.
我很想鼓励大家，我们祷告的时候可能停下来，多听听神在说什么。
First of all, the Holy Spirit.
呀，第四，神也借着圣灵对我们说话。
Holy Spirit wants to speak to you.
圣灵对我们说话。
The Holy Spirit's called Paraclete, alongside counselor.
我们把圣灵称作远距离的咨询师。
One who is right beside us.
他们其实就在圣灵就在旁边。
He wants to tell us what to do.
他想告诉我们要做什么。
All we need to do is ask.
我们要问。
Isaiah 30:21 says, "Whether you turn to the right or the left." Your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way. Walk ye in it."
以赛亚书三十章二十一节说：“你或向左，或向右，你必听见后边有声音说，这是正路，要行在其间。”
You know, when I stop and I listen to God, God speaks to me different things. It was very simple.
当我停下来听神讲话的时候，我会听到不同的。
Early in my walk with Christ, it was just very simple, like "I love you, Kurt."
在我刚刚信主的时候呢，好像神的话很简单，就是说我爱你 ，Kurt。
You are my child.
你是我的孩子。
Sometimes he'd say, "Go love your wife."
有时候他会说你要爱你的太太。
He knew I needed to love my wife.
哎呀，他知道我需要爱我的太太。
Forgive.
饶恕。
The last one is visions and signs.
最后我们会谈到异象。
It's very clear that Jesus is mentioning that.
耶稣也提到这个。
Here to Samuel.
对撒母耳。
That when God reveals His word, He does through visions.
当神启示他的话的时候，他通过异象来启示。
God speaks through us to us in many different ways.
神借着不同的方法对我们讲话。
I wrote some in my journal.
这是我的属灵日记里边记的一些。
Did you ever put food in your refrigerator and it's been there too long?
大家有没有记得你的食物在冰箱里放的时间太长？
What do you do with it?
怎么办？
Throw it out, right?
就扔了。
But sometimes you're not real sure. 7 days, is it still okay?
可有时候你看，好像才七天，还能不能吃呢？
Our house is about 7 to 10 days.
我们家的情况大概七到十天。
Our son Nathan ate some chili.
Nathan 有时候会吃一些。
Maybe 10.5 days.
十天半。
He got real sick.
Nathan 会生病了。
He was throwing up.
他如果吃了这个就开始呕吐。
That was Saturday night. The next day I had to preach.
有一次星期六我第二天要讲道。
So whenever your children are sick, you know, your parent, your heart breaks.
大家都知道小孩生病大人的心就碎了。
But I prayed to the Lord.
可是我当时向神祷告。
The Lord spoke to me.
神就对我讲话。
I will heal your son.
我会医治你的儿子。
Go and encourage and lead the church.
那你去领导教会。
Don't focus on the circumstances, focus on the Savior.
不要看周围的环境，你要看你的救主是谁。
You know, 2 weeks ago, I preached from 1 Samuel.One about shame or unhealthy guilt.
两周前我讲到说撒母耳记上第一章谈到我们的羞愧感。
And I've seen in a lot of people's life it really has people in bondage.
我确实在很多人生命中看到这样羞愧的捆绑。
They're not free to live as God wants them to live.
他们的生活里面没有神所应许的那样的自由。
And what God spoke to me is saying.You know, continue to pray that this will be broken.
呀，神对我说，课程你要继续祷告，祷告这些捆绑能够被砸碎。
For some reason, I saw something as a newborn horse being born.
所以我好像看到就是一个新的马生出来。
And when a new horse is born, when they try to stand, they kind of wobble, right?
Yeah, 它刚生出来的时候站不太稳，摇摇晃晃。
And then they begin to kind of walk.
然后开始慢慢走。
But a horse one day will run.
可是马生下来只要一天时间就能开始跑。
That's how I really feel when people are set free from that unhealthy guilt.
但我看到当人从那种不健康的啊内疚情绪中得释放的时候，就是这个情形。
When you are set free,
当你得自由了，
you begin to wobble,
你开始会晃一晃，
then you walk,
然后开始走，
and you begin to run,
然后就开始跑。
This is what God wants to do in your life.
神在你的生命中就希望做这样的事。
God speaks to us in many different ways.
神借着不同的方法对我们讲话。
But here for Samuel, he's not only speaking to him, he's calling him.
那在撒母耳这里，神不仅对他讲话，神还呼唤他的名字。
I think God calls in three different ways.
我想神呼唤我们有三个不同的方法。
First of all, and most important,
第一个也是最重要的。
God calls you to himself.
神呼召你要属于他。
You know, a lot of us are thinking, "I called me to a Christian religion."
啊，很多人以为神呼召我是让我成为一个有信仰的宗教人士。
He called me to be good and have a good philosophy.
呀，他呼召我是让我成为一个好的人，有很好的人生哲学。
God doesn't call you to that.
神对你的呼召不是这样的。
He calls you to himself.
他呼召你是要你归向他。
In Him you have life and eternal life.
在神里边，你才有生命，有永恒的生命。
He calls you out of yourself and to Him.
他呼召你是要你不再活在自己里边，而活在神里面。
My wife calls me the Ohio farm boy.
我太太把我称作啊俄亥俄农场上的小男孩。
When she said she was from Taipei, I don't know where that's at.
当他告诉你他从台北来的时候，我完全不知道台北在哪里。
A country, a city?
是个国家吗？还是个城市？
I grew up in a very religious family.
啊，我是成长在一个啊宗教信仰的家庭。
We went to church every Sunday.
我们每个星期天去教会。
Sunday school was cool.
哦，主日学很棒。
I saw all my friends.
啊，因为我见到我所有的朋友。
As I grew, at the age of 13, I had to take a United Methodist confirmation class.
那我十三岁的时候呢，在卫理公会的上一个主日学。
And I was having a great time.
哦，在那里我过得很开心。
And near the end of that, the leader says, "Today, you need to make a serious choice to follow Jesus as your Lord and Savior."
可是这堂课最后结束的时候，老师很认真的对我们说，你们要做这个认真的决定，就是你一生要跟随耶稣，让他做你生命的救主。
On that day, I remember it was serious.
那一天我还记得很清楚，真的是很严肃。
And on that day, he called me to himself.
那一天我就记得神呼召我要归向他。
He called my name.
他呼唤我的名字。
So I live not for myself, but for him.
所以我不再为自己活着，而是为他而活。
Has he called you to himself?
神有没有呼召你要为他而活，归向他？
The second type of calling is a calling to a specific task.
那第二种呼唤可能是呼唤你做一个具体的任务。
A lot of times we have a general task, which when we read the Word of God, we understand. We, number one, need to worship God.
Yeah, 很多时候我们会有一些啊原则性的呼召，比方说你们要敬拜神。
We need to love others.
我们要彼此相爱。
We need to become more like Christ.
我们要更像耶稣基督。
We need to serve.
我们要服侍。
Share the good news.
啊，分享福音。
We understand this.
我们都明白这个。
But I believe God also calls each of us to a specific task.
但是我相信神也对每个人有一个具体的呼召。
Paul was called to go to the Gentile.
神呼召保罗向外邦人传福音。
Abraham was called to be a blessing to all the nations.
神呼召亚伯拉罕要成为万国万族的祝福。
Samuel called to be a prophet.
他呼召撒母耳成为一个先知。
God called me to be a pastor.
神呼召我成为一个牧师。
I remember people in my church, my mother and others saying, I think God is calling you.
呀，我还记得以前我妈妈还有我们教会其他人都说，我们觉得神在呼召你。
It's like, what do you mean?
我就想说，你们在说什么？
I was very young.
我还年纪很小。
But at the same time, yeah, I sensed God calling me.
可是我心里面也确实感受到神在呼召我。
So what did I do?
那我做什么呢？
I ran.
啊，我就逃。
I resisted.
我拒绝。
I don't want to be a pastor.
我才不想做牧师呢。
I want to be in electronics.
我想做一个电子工程。
Lord, I'll get an electronics degree.
神啊，我要拿一个电子工程。
I'll get a lot of money.
要赚很多钱。
So I can get my nice house.
所以有很好的房子。
Two car garage.
两个车库的房子。
Nice cars in those garages.
嗯，很好的车放在车房里。
And then I'll serve the church.
然后呢，我来服侍教会。
I'll be a deacon.
我会去做。
I'll wear a tie.
我会施衣奉献。
So I went to Akron University to study electronics.
所以我就去了大学学电子工程。
Sophomore year.
大学第二年的时候。
Kurt.
神又来敲门了。
I want you to be a pastor.
说 Kurt.
Oh no, not again.
我要你做牧师。啊，神啊，你不要这样子呼召我。
This time I obeyed.
可这一次我说服了。
It was a struggle.
确实有挣扎。
God won the struggle.
Yeah, 神也帮助我们经过这个挣扎。
The first time I was very happy to lose.
Yeah, 这是我生命中第一次感受到我愿意失去。
It's good to lose to God.
Yeah, 为神而失去其实是件很幸福的事。
Because He knows best.
因为他的意念是最高的。
God calls us for a specific task.
所以神会呼召我们做具体的事。
Maybe God call you to research.
所以也许神对你的呼召是做科研
Engineering
啊，做工程师
Short term mission
做短期宣教
To speak to your neighbors
啊，对你的邻居说说话
To go to China
去中国
Because until he gives you that task it's just your task
Yeah, 在那个神给你这个任务之前你做的其实都还是自己的事
Third, God calls us to go where we never thought we would go
神呼召我们可能去的地方是我们从来没有想过的。
Some of you are like, whoa, I don't like that one at all.
哦，我们很多人可能会说，哎呀，我不想去啊。
But he does.
可是神是会这样呼召。
And it's not by your abilities.
这不是出于你的能力。
It's not by your intellect.
不是靠着你的智力。
He called Samuel.
他呼唤撒母耳。
13 years old.
当时撒母耳只有13
岁。He'll be a prophet.
可是他要成为一个先知。
I'm sure Samuel did not sign up.I want to be a prophet.
我想撒母耳当时并没有签字说我想做一个先知。
And you can't be a prophet by your own ability.
他靠自己的能力也成不了先知。
God called me to be a pastor.
神呼召我成为牧师。
I had to go to seminary.
那我就得去
神学院。I had to take a typing course before I went to seminary.
我在神学院之前甚至要学会怎么打字。
I was like, God, you want me to read books and write papers?
我说神啊你居然要我去学会读文章写文章吗
You will have to help me
你得帮我
I have math, science, no problem
我学的是数学是科学
Reading books, writing papers
让我去读文章写文章
Still difficult
很难的、哦、
God, you want me to speak
神你要我对众人讲话吗、
Preach.
讲道吗
My vocabulary is very small
我的词汇量很小
I do not laugh at any Chinese person trying to speak English.
Yeah.
Because my English is pretty bad.
不管是哪个中文对我讲英文，我都不会笑，因为我的中文很糟糕。
There's a lot of words I can't even say, so I don't say them.
Yeah, 很多词我都不知道怎么说，所以我就不说。
But God called me to preach.
可是神还是呼召我说你要
讲道。God called me to go to Taiwan.
呼召我去台湾。
On the farm, we ate Chinese food maybe 2 times a year.
那当我在农场的时候，我们吃中国食物大概一年吃两次。
I mean, I told the story before when I went to Taiwan, people would beep their horn, I would wave.
Yeah, 可能大家讲过。
Hey, my neighbor.
跟大家讲过这个故事。我刚到台湾的时候，当人家按车的喇叭，我居然会对人家招手说嗨，打招呼。
These were not in my ability.
这些都不是我自己的能力。
When God calls you to go somewhere that you've never been before, it's not going to be your own abilities and power.
当神呼召你一个你自己没有想过的地方的时候，你不是要靠自己的能力。
chapter 4, verse 1.
第四章第一节。
What is the result of Samuel's call?
神呼召撒母耳以后有一个什么果呢？
Samuel's word came to all of Israel.
撒母耳的话传遍了以色列。
You know, God doesn't call you and speak to you just for yourself.
神呼召你不是只为了你自己。
Because God spoke to Samuel, blessed all of Israel.
神呼召摩尔却是要祝福整个以色列民。
This is why you need to listen and hear the voice of God.
所以这就是你为什么要听神的声音。
So that you can bless the nations.
你能够成为整个民族的一个祝福。
Bless the people around you.
也成为你周围的祝福。
Let's take a moment.
我们花点时间。
Bow our head.
我们低头。
And allow God to speak to us.
那让神来对我们讲话。
Thank you, God, that you love us.
天父，我们谢谢你爱我们。
That you will never leave us nor forsake us.
谢谢你从来不会撇弃我们。
That you want us to bless them.
你希望我们祝其他的民族。
God, make time in our busy schedule listen to you.
主啊，帮助我们在我们繁忙的作息时间当中抽出时间来听你的话。
We don't want to just keep living for ourselves.
我们不想只为自己活。
We want to live for something bigger and better.
我们想为更大的好的事而活。